Praiseworthy is our chelik. Yofi yushasenu. Beautiful is our yusha, is our inheritance. A lot of the finer things in life, which we have, we tend on a daily basis not to be sunlaid, not to realize them, and they need to be pointed out. Subject I like to speak about is Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah is very much a subject which should be spoken about in the Torah way. You start your day the Torah way. And I'd like to just start with that to explain. We live in a community, like all communities, Yiddish communities, where people take the effort in the morning to get up and immediately immerse themselves in Torah. And that's a wonderful fact. That's a very good thing. It's something which if you try to explain to a guy, you have very much difficulty understanding. Person gets out of bed, 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, rushes off to shiur. Person, 8:30 in the morning, instead of sitting over a breakfast table, some of you may have had breakfast, others not, but they're starting their way the Torah way. That's the yisayid of Birchas HaTorah. That's what Birchas HaTorah is really all about. The beginning of the day, to be maschil the day, Birchas HaTorah, for a person to go up and say, how gebenched I am that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. That's called starting the day the Torah way. That's the Merid HaKazach. That's the whole community of people rising and davening and accepting upon themselves the yoke of Torah. That's something which we do every day, we don't realize it, but it's something which is a tremendous thing which we need to take note of. And that's what Birchas HaTorah is about. If you're ever sitting and by a breakfast table, and L'Havdol, and El Chalfei Avdolos, the Goyim, what are they looking at? They're reading the cereal box. What is on the cereal box? What's on the back of the cereal box? The back of the cereal box has one, each brand has a different stickle, which is on the back. But one thing's for sure, there's nothing intelligent on the back of a cereal box. You'll never find a stickle tear on the back of a cereal box. Why? Because they always, it's a time when people are just barely waking up and don't have the intellect to try to really get involved in something. So maybe you'll find that if you send in 4 tokens from 4 boxes and you send a pre-self-addressed envelope for $5.99, for £5.99, you get yourself a free mug. Try to tell someone at any other point during the day that $5.99 is a free mug, a free coffee mug. They'll never, only in the morning do people have this look, this lack of wanting to get up and infuse themselves. But Klai Yisrael gets up 6 in the morning, 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, they go to Davin and they start the way the Torah way. That's Birchas HaTorah. That's not Shabbos, don't leave me alone, give me a coffee at this time of day, or give me the back of a cereal box, give me a shtickel Torah, give me something to get my hands into, my feet into, a way to start the day with a shtickel Torah. That's another wonderful thing. You do it every day, you come here every day, and it's something which has to be pointed out and realized. It's not easy to get your mind going at this time of day. But Klai Yisrael, that's the Kedusha of Klai Yisrael and the Cheshivas of Klai Yisrael, and that's what Birchas HaTorah is about. Okay. Birchas HaTorah is a very, very elusive subject. Birchas HaTorah, when Amah of the Oretz, when the Shaila was asked, Amah of the Oretz, they asked the Nevi'im, they asked the Chachodim, they asked the Malachi Asharetz, what can be best of your day, and what could be better than that? And no one came up with the Torah until they came up with the Birch of the Torah. So it was a very elusive subject. It was something which no one really chan. So the Birch of the Torah. That's not the subject matter I'm going to go into. I want to say a little bit more on the Halacha aspect of Birch of the Torah. But when I started the sugya of Birchas HaTorah, I realized that exactly what is Birchas HaTorah is also a very elusive subject. Exactly what is the mahus, what is the essence of Birchas HaTorah is also a very elusive subject. Exactly get a handle, what are Birchas HaTorah? What type of bracha is Birchas HaTorah? So that's what we're going to discuss today. The first shaila is really, is it a deraisa or is it a drabana Birchas HaTorah in the morning? And even that seems to be not a clear question. L'maisa, the Gemara says, Minayin l'birchas HaTorah. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lafalef says, Minayin l'birchas HaTorah. Where do we know that birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah, is from the Torah? Shenemar, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Vugoydul Eloheinu. The Gemara in Daf Lafalef brings, Kishem Hashem Ekra, I call in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll discuss later how that references to Birchas HaTorah. Vugoydul Eloheinu. Pasuk in the Torah is the Daraisa. And the Torah should be part of the mitzvah. It should be part of Tayyag mitzvah. And the Ramban, the Sefer HaMitzvah, says this is one of them that the Ramban left out. He left out Birchas HaTorah. He should have put it in. It's part of Tariyat Mitzvah. Getting up every morning saying Birchas HaTorah, Mitzvah Doraisa. The Ramban left it out. The Ramban listed it in his Sefer as one of the ones that the Ramban should have brought. So even the Shaila, is it Doraisa the Rabbanan, seems to be a Shaila. But I want to take it from a different angle. The Gemara says in Brachas Yeralah from the Vase, the Gemara says, what is Birchas HaTorah? What do we actually mevarach? What's the bracha that we make? My mevarach. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara brings all three brachas. My mevarach. Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoysa V'tzivonu V'atzik B'divrei Seirem. Rav Yechanan, a different Tana, a different Amayra, Rabbi Yochanan. Messiah, but he came up with the end of the bracha. Harav not Hashem lekenu should make it sweet. Etzibri tzav finu v'yis amcha beis Yisrael v'nianachnu v'tzatzeinu v'tzatzei amcha beis Yisrael kol yoydish mecha v'oriske tzeretecho bracha Hashem am etzer lam Yisrael. Racham nun amar she bracha banu mikol amim v'nosim lanu etzeretecho bracha Hashem leis natera amar av nun azu meula she bracha. This is the meula, the most best surprise of all the brachas. Hilchuk remember kula say all them, which is what we do. But it seems to be that each Madiyamra, each Tana, each Amora came up with a different bracha. Now, what was the, let's try to go into the Gemara. We can consider and it's all there, all three brachas. But each Tana, each Amora had a different angle on Birchas HaTorah. Each one had a different nusach, and each one came up with a different type of bracha that we should be saying. So let's try to analyze each bracha and to understand the different connotations of each bracha. Okay. So the first bracha of Lasek Tedivri Seir is the easiest. Lasek Tedivri Seir is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaMitzvah means, welcome, before we go get involved in any mitzvah, we make Asher Kedishon, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah. Lasek Tedivri Seir, I'm about to do a mitzvah. I'm about to shake a lulav, I'm about to go to the Golden Torah, I'm going to learn Torah throughout the day. First, I have to be Gita, Bayam Balayla. So Lasek Tedivri Seir, Birchas HaMitzvah. The next bracha of Vaharevna is an interesting one. The next one, Vaharevna, is a Birchas, it's an interesting lashon. It's more like a bakasha. More like a tefillah to the Rebbe. Harevna, Rebbe shall make it sweet to me. Give it to me, give it to my children. Fill my mouth with Torah. The Torah said, the Amcha Beit Yisrael, Beit Yisrael, give it to me, give it to my children. Be Yerusha, form of Bakasha and the tefillah. It's not your typical bracha of Birchas HaMitzvah. We'll call a Lashon of Bakasha and a Lashon of tefillah. Now let's go to the third bracha. Third bracha is going to be a big machloikis, exactly what the mechus, what the essence of the third bracha is, and that's what we're going to spend today on. What is the third bracha, which we say of Birchas HaTorah? And that third bracha is Baruch to Hashem, Asher Bocha Banu, Yikol Amin, V'Nosan Lonu Es Teirasli. What is this? Asher Bocha Banu, Yikol Amin, V'Nosan Lonu Es Teirasli. It's not a Birch HaMitzvah. It's not because I'm about to go into a mitzvah. That's not what it is. That was the first bracha. Asher Kishon, the Tzavit Yibonu. It's a Birch HaMitzvah. It's a Birch that I'm about to learn. What's this Lashon Asher Bocha Banu, V'Nosan Lonu Es Teirasli? Where does it fit in the categories of brachas? Where would you file it? Where would you classify it? Not a Bukhar, it's not a Birch HaMitzvah. It's not about Kosh and a Tzavit. What is it exactly? So the Stipler, the Kilash Yaakov, has a Meredith of Shah. He says that this bracha is what a Birchas Hanen. Birchas Hanen is just a man who's very creative. But Birchas Hanen is going to be Hanok, you have some Hanok. Stop the Stipler, it's Birchas Hanen. But before I explain how it's a Birchas Hanen and why it's a Birchas Hanen, I want to explain to his writers, proof that it's a Birchas Hanen. He says there's a tremendous difference between a Birchas Hanen and a Birchas HaMitzvah. A Birchas HaMitzvah, we make a bracha on something we're going to do. I'm about to shake a lulav, shake a shalom, shake a tzivanu, shake a lulav. I'm about to go and do a mitzvah, I make the maisa, the asiyah, what I'm going to do. When it comes to hano, when I'm going to have hano from an apple, I don't make the bracha on my achila or on my hano. I make the bracha on b'yuei pri ha'eitz. The Rebbe Shalom created the eitz. Before I'm man of Yerubam Azeh, before I take something, I have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for creating it. It's not on my mice of achila. It's not on the mice. It's on the item. It's on the chesed. I now have an apple. I now have a piece of food. I now have a mochi. I now have a geten. I now have an eight. I now have a pri ha'adama. Right? So all the birchas hanenin are based on the chesed. Before I could go and be netted from this, the net is what's causing me that I'm not going to just get up in the morning and say very create, but because I want to be netted, first I have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for being creating it. Look, the cycle, that's exactly what Birchas HaTorah is. Asher Bocha Banu V'Nosan Lanu Es Teirasai. He gave us the Torah the same way he gave us the very Priya Eitz, the same way he gave us the Geffen, Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah. I'm about to go be netted from the Torah, I'm about to go learn the Torah, and learning the Torah is Meir the Kishmak. So because I'm about to do something Kishmak, because I'm about to have a know from something, therefore I have to thank the Rebbe Shalom for creating it. What does it mean, creating the Torah? Giving it to me, giving it to Klal Yisrael. He says, from the fact that it's not what I'm about to do, not because I'm going to be Oisik B'Zerah Tzecha, it's on the item which I'm about to get involved with, i.e. the Torah, I'm about to be Nana from the Torah in a real way by learning it, something back to the Brachah. So Birchis HaNana. I'll say something to Stifler, and that's his Raya. So what's the Raya to this? He says, you know there's a cloud that by all mitzvahs, Mitzvah Slav Lahed is going to do. I make a nedid, I don't want to have hanok from anyone in this room. I'm allowed to go use your lulavim. I'm allowed to go use your esregim. I could use your shofar. You know what? I could blow my shofar. I could shake my lulav. And the ma'aser mitzvah lav lahendis mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, your commandment, you're a soldier. Do it only to be yoked to the mitzvah of a kodesh baruch hu. It's not meant for you to have hanok. You want to have hanok? That's a separate issue. But that's not the mohus of the mitzvah. That's not the definition of the mitzvah. when it comes to Torah, if I make a nether, and I'm not going to have hanok from any of the svarim that you, everyone has at home or in your library, I'm not allowed to borrow from you from a sefer. Why? Because Torah is different from all other mitzvahs. Torah was given lehenok. Torah is a gishmak ezach. Torah is a gishmak ezach. Torah is not shot like all mitzvahs lav lehenok. No, it's lehenok's body. And therefore, a person's about to get involved in the gishmak ezhikul Torah. Person's about to hear Divrei Torah, which is a hana, that in his hanami he needs to make a bracha, and that's what Asher Bracha Banu is. Asher Bracha Banu is an Asher Bracha Banu, it's not on my mitzvah, it's not on my Eitzik mitzvah, it's on that chepsa of Torah, which I'm about to have hana from. And that's the third bracha. It's also answered a few murdik shaylas. It's two things which come out very good if it's a Birchas Hananim. First of all, it's Yadua, it's known that women make a Birchas HaTorah. Women make a Birchas HaTorah on what they learn. That's a problem because women are not suba to learn Torah. There's no mitzvah to learn Torah by women. How can women make a bracha? They can't make birchas hamitzvah. They can't make asher bracha banu. They can't make asher kisham banu lasik for the Torah. They have no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be asik in Torah for women. So how can they possibly make a bracha? The answer is because for mice they're going to be nana. For mice, the women make bari kriya eitz and bari kriya damba. You're going to be nana. They're going to learn a shtickle Torah. They're going to learn something which is negayah to them. They're going to learn something negayah to their mitzvah. Excuse me. Then they need to make a bracha. That's Birchas Hanenu. So the fact that women do make brachas, even though they're not mitzvah, they don't have a mitzvah, is answered up. That's Birchas Hanenu. Also, the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis is Medama. The Gemara, which I just read to you about Birchas HaTorah, is Medama Birchas HaTorah to Birchas Hamazon. The Gemara says Birchas Hamazon, and the right says after you eat. And the Gemara says Birchas HaTorah is really only before. And the Gemara tries to learn out one from the other. The Gemara says maybe just like Birchas HaMazon, you should make Birchas HaTorah before and after. The Gemara tries to go the other way around to learn out that by, before you eat it to the Raisa. But we see that the connection between Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. What's the connection? One's a Birchas HaMitzvah, one's a Birchas HaNenin. Torah is the most Birchas HaNenin. Maisa, just before I go slightly further, I want to read to you Murray the Kavashan of a Lavush. Lavush says like this. Lavush learns up that it's not just that Torah, when you learn it, you could have HaNenin. Like an added, if you want, you know, most mitzvahs are not meant to have hanav, but the Torah, they gave you an extra. If you want, you can have hanav from it. Something the Lush is much stronger than that, it's much more essential than that. The Lush is like this: Kodesh Shiach Kolumba Alumni Devitari Yevarch Berachas Torah. Utzarch Lizarba. You have to be very careful with Berachas Torah. Why? Lahari Shal Torah Hu Chashuva Beinav, to show that the Torah is chashuv in his eyes. The Nenemi Menu, and he had hanav from it. As if he's eating an apple, or as if all the rest of it's on the Torah has to be merged to shmak to a person. If a person does not make a bracha, in the zeichel leben tamal kachol, he's not going to get a ben tamal kachol. And he explains, you know, and he says that's what means alma of the oritz. Alma of the oritz means because they didn't learn with the shmak. Why would they have children who are talmid chachamim? Like the Moshe used to say after the war, the people that if you moist the nefesh for something, your children won't follow. People in Bush and Nefesh on Shabbos, they used to go and get fired the next day and never come in on Sunday to work. Bush and Feinstein used to say those are the people who in America, their children went off. Because their children saw the Bush and Nefesh. Bush and Nefesh. It was good for you, Daddy. I'll leave it. But if something is Gishmak, if they feel that the father doing mitzvahs with a Gishmak, learning with a Gishmak, then there would be Zech the kids with Tamid Chachamim. That's why he says the Pshad is, that's why Tamil Chachim, the Gemara, he explains the Gemara, says the Tamil Chachim, Chas Rishalom will be Zecha. Two, if he doesn't make a brachos, i.e., he doesn't learn with a Gishmak. But he says one more thing which I'd like to say over. He says, and this is not only the Lavush, but it's the Taz. A person wants to learn Torah Lishma, wants to learn Torah Lishma. So what would you normally assume Lishma means? Lishma means I'm not learning it because it's intellectually stimulating, but Lishma means because what I'm doing because the Kosh Baruch Hu commanded me. So Lavush and the Taz learn up that when a person wants to be learned Torah Lishma, you know what Torah Lishma means? With a gishmak. That's lishma. Lishma means in the proper way. Lishem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be learned. Lishma means with a gishmak. Torah is not meant to be learned like an umnis, as if something you're doing simply to be yait. It's not like a mitzvah, which you're just doing it because the Rebbeinu Shlom commanded to. The gishmak of Torah, the gishmak of learning, is lishma. That's what it means, Torah lishma. Learning Torah not lishma means learning Torah without a gishmak. One of the Bali Muslim used to say, you'll never find a fafrumta matmit. What does that mean, you'll never find a fafrumta matmit? You never find a matmin is someone who's learning because the Bernishim told me I have to learn, so I'm going to learn day in, day out, come what may. Bernishim told me, so I'm going to learn. You never find one person, one of the non-Muslim. Why? Because we it's all difficult. It's a lifelong venture. You'll never find a from the Masmid. You know what? You'll find a Masmid. A Masmid is someone who you'll find who has a Geschmack in Lenin. He learns something, he's Geschmack. He enjoys it. He gets involved in the Gemara, and the Rashi, and the Tesis, and the Rajba. He enjoys it. Something you enjoy, you'll be a Masmid. Your whole life you'll be able to learn. Learning is something you have to make as a mitzvah. Teiru Lishma, where's the Kiddush? I would never say it myself. But Teiru Lishma, what's the Tazim of Lavush, means Lishma means with the Geschmack. With Birchat HaTorah beforehand, to show that it's not an umdis, it's not something I'm doing because I have to. It's something Baruch Hashem glitzklech zem in mir. I'm lucky. I have a tremendous faith that the Torah gave us the Torah. Hashem Baruch Habonim, He gave it to us. That's a tremendous. That's Brachas Batchila. Yes, Taka Gishmak. Hashem Baruch Hu gave it to me, and I'm happy He gave it to me. It's Gishmak to do it. If I'm just doing it because the Gospel was mitzvah to me, then no. But Hashem Baruch Habonim, wow, how lucky we are. Hashem Baruch Habonim, enough to learn the Torah. As I up to Lavush, as I up to the cycler, the same when we make a bari kriya 8 on a piece of apple that we're going to be nanafum, so too the birchas haTorah is a birchas hananim. The person has to be nanaf from Torah, he has to have bishmak, he has to have pleasure, benefit from Torah, and therefore the bracha is categorized as a birchas hananim. The Ramban, in his Sefer Mitzvah, said a similar concept, just to, as a matter of mention. He learns up this Asher Baruch Habonu is not so much Birchas Hanenin, but it's a Birchas Hashvach. Birchas Hashvach is someone who sees a yam, or someone who sees a melech, or etc. It makes a Birchas Hashvach. It's Mashpiyah to God's Baruch Hu. Thank you to the Rebbe Hashem. He learns up similarly that the din of Asher Baruch Habonu is not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's not a Birchas Hanenin, it's slightly different. He learns it's a Birchas Hashvach. I'll read it inside quickly. Omer Ramban mitzvah tetzvah, the 15th mitzvah which the Rambam forgot. According to the Ramban, shinstavu lahidus to shmai gadol b'chuliyus to go give praise to the Mishnah b'cholei shenik of the Torah. Anytime we go read the Torah, the Torah gedolei shalsim manu. Because the Torah, the Kosh Baruch gave us the Torah, the son of Birchas Hanenin, but it's a Birchas Hashvach. Worthwhile to mention. This is a third sheet though. Not that Asher Baruch Habon, the first one we did was last week we did Mitzvah, Birchas HaMitzvah. The second mitzvah we said was Roshim Bakoshet Tzvilot HaRevna, make it sweet to us, give it to our children, Tzatayim, Kol Beit Yisroel. And the third bracha of Asher Baruch Habon is what we've been discussing. Asher Baruch Habon, we've done the Lavush and the Taz, which holds the Birchas Hanenin, that's what the Shmo means, Birchas Hano. And now we're up to, and we did the Ramban, holds the Birchas Hashvach, and now up to the third sheet. And this is the final sheet which I'd like to discuss. And this is the shita which the Torah brings down in the Sefer, and he says it b'shem Rav Chaim. But before bringing the actual B'shem Rav Chaim, I'd like to give you two pieces of information. And that piece of information is as follows. There's two very interesting things with regard to Birchas HaTorah. There's a Gemara and there's a piece of Shulchan Aruch. There's a Shulchan Aruch which says that someone who's Maharer, the Divrei Torah, someone who thinks in learning does not need to make Birchas HaTorah. Someone who thinks in learning, you wake up in the morning, you have Machshava learning, don't worry, it's fine, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. There's also a Gemara, the same Gemara that Yeralf on base, which the Gemara questions on what one must make Birchas HaTorah. And the Gemara says like this. The Gemara originally holds, the Gemara brings of Shemer, Huna, that only Mikra, only if you learn Chumash, Tzarek Levarach. The Midrash, if you learn Medrash, ain't Tzarek Levarach. Rav Elazar says no, even for Mikra and for Medrash, but not for Mishnah. Then came Rabbi Yochanan and says, not for Mishnah, even for Mishnah, but not for Gemara. And Rav said, even for Gemara. So it seems to be, Abadu we pass in that even Gemara a person has to make a bracha, but it seems that there was a discussion on what does one have to make Birchas HaTorah, similar to the Shulchan Aruch. On here, we pass in no. On Mishnah, on the one had Avni, maybe not. But the one says, no, even Mishnah. The one says, but Gemara, no, Gemara, you don't need to make Birchas HaTorah. So Gemara, no, even Gemara, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. So it seems that there's a subject matter on what does one make Birchas HaTorah. That's a pellet. A person should read this Gemara and say, whoa, what's this? The person doesn't make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah on Gemara. There's no mitzvah to learn Gemara. Of course, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. The only Talmud Torah we have is learning Gemara. He's trying to get to the bottom of a sugya now and being oisik in Gemara and Mishnayos. What the only mitzvah is going to be when I'm doing Shnai Mikra? What does that mean? And here, B'divrei Torah, you're going to tell me there's no mitzvah to think and learning? Thinking and learning was one of the greatest zachens, one of the biggest things, the tracht and land, the gisa b'yom b'layla, toil in the day and night by thinking and learning. That's one of the biggest chalakim of the mitzvah of Torah. So how could it be that I shouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah on here, and I shouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah the Gemara had Havmina on Mishnah and on Gemara? Okay, we're talking, yes. What's this business that we shouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah on here, and we shouldn't have to make Birchas HaTorah? tell the Gemara, what's the Havim? Why is it possible in Shulchan Aruch here or not? No one is going to get up and say, here is Ishkei Mitzvah. Avada here is the mitzvah we're going to talk about. The Ikar Mitzvah is up the going. It's here, it's Trachten and Lanet. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. That's called Lach to Bedrachov. We're on the way. You Trachten and Lanet. Lach to Bedrachov. She Abed Abatera. You're walking on the way, you're on the Abatera, you're thinking learning. No one's going to say that. What's the shot? What's the shot over here of what's going on over here? Why is there a Havim to say that a person doesn't have to make a Birchas Hatzeirah on these things? So now we're ready for Reb Chaim. Now ready to go to bring you the words of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says as follows. He's going on the subject matter of why women do not have to are able to make a bracha even though they have no mitzvah. So Reb Chaim says like this. So the Birchas Hatzeirah, let's just read the three lines I'd like to read inside. The Birchas Hatzeirah in habracha al kiyum hamitzvah shel tamat Torah. But Birchas Hatzeirah, it's not on the mitzvah of learning Torah. Wrapped in din b'tnei asma of the Torah by bracha. It's a din b'tnei asma that Torah necessitates bracha. Kidapim u'mekra, let's go out from a pasuk. In kain ain't a din shashayach b'mitzvah klal. It has nothing to do with the commandment of learning Torah. Wrapped in Torah asma to una bracha. Torah in itself needs a bracha. And therefore, even though Nashim are potter from the commandment of learning Torah, a piece of Torah, a shtickle Torah, a chepta of Torah requires a bracha. It's not a birchas hashvach, it's not a birchas hamitzvah, it's not a birchas hanenin, it's what the Reb Chaim calls up the Torah tzarech bracha. A chepta of Torah needs a bracha. How does one know? This doesn't mean a chepta of Torah. It means the emes, does it mean that if there's a Torah shabbat, echol, if there's a Torah here, it requires a bracha? What does that mean? Torah requires a bracha. I walk into the base of Knesset, I see a Torah in a echol, I have to immediately make a bracha. What does that mean? Torah needs a bracha. Nothing to do with my mitzvah, nothing to do with my nana, my hano, nothing to do with my shvach, nothing to do with it. Torah, bracha. Torah needs a bracha. What does that mean? How does one understand that? I'm sure many people have spoken about this. I'll give you my own understanding of Torah, tzarech, bracha. Torah, tzarech, bracha means as follows. Torah Tzarech Bracha means, and maybe this is why the Rambam didn't list it as a separate mitzvah, because it's not separate. Torah Tzarech Bracha means as follows. When they used to make a proclamation from the king, they used to have, first they'd have trumpets, they blow the trumpets, and they say, hear ye, and they jump up to the town square and say, so says the king. And then they say what the king says. Torah Tzarech Bracha. Torah is not something you can just open up. Torah Tzarech Bracha. The trumpets. Trumpets of Torah need to be blown before Torah is read. Let's just say, if you ever open up an art school book, an art school book or a paper always has an overview. There's not such thing as an art school book without an overview. You open up the first page, you're going to see an overview of who donated the book, etc., etc. That's a preface to the art school book, Mahabdul, right? If you go and you have Torah, which is Melech Malka and Lachim, you can just open the Torah and see what you're reading. Trumpet. It's Nevada Shom's Torah. It's Torah. A person has to get prepare himself. Not a person has to not prepare, but to show the chashivis. And what is Torah? Torah is the chefter shel Torah. There was a havami that chefter of Torah is only when a person is quoting a chumash. Right? Like Texas said in Tzuvit, a person quotes a chumash, the Gemara always says hab suur nesas. I mean, the hey idea. Wow, I'm referring to a pasuk in chumash. The pasuk which is referred to in chumash. I can't just say basula. I say ha basula, the basula, because it's referred to in the Torah. You give it a hey idea. Chashim of pasuk in the Torah. Okay, even on Mishnah and even on Gemara, we pass it. We call makom. You know, it's not going on my mitzvah. Forget about my mitzvah. Rather, I'm practicing and learning. I'm walking on the street. Of course, I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. Of course, that's a mitzvah. But to a certain degree, when you're talking about writing Torah, or you're talking about a prophet in Torah, or a mission in Torah, or Gemara in Torah, that requires the necessary chashivas to go and say Birchas HaTorah. The trumpet before the Torah starts are the Birchas HaTorah. That means Birchas HaTorah. Now, L'chaira, that's a tremendous limud for us before Matan Torah. This is the Reb Chaim's chat. The Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaShvach, it's not a Birchas HaNenin, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's nothing to do with us. It's to do with the Torah. The Torah requires to be learned in a way where it gets its proper covet. Its covet is that Baruch Atah Hashem. First, I want to bench this aversion. Hashem Baruch Abanu, but Nasan Lono is Torah. Thank you for giving me the Torah. That's a prerequisite to learning any piece of Gemara. That's Mary the Gazak. I just read to you a few Midrashi Chazal, which are negated to that. Last few minutes. We all know the Medrash Chazal was said that the Yetzias Mitzrayim was not something which happened as a one-off. It was something which Chayav Adam Haris at Tatsmoy, every Seder night we make as if we went out of Mitzrayim. But this one is a little bit not so much known, and I only found it last night. Chayav Adam, Dr. Medrash, Chayav Adam Liris at Tatsmoy, Ki'ilu, Makabal Terem Yisinai. The person is Mechuyus to go and look at himself as if he was Makabal Terem Yisinai. Sinai was not, and that's the famous Teretz, why you never find Matan Torah explicitly in the Torah. You find Chag Shavuot, Chag Asaph, Chag Aseret, you don't find the Matan Torah, or the Chag of Matan Torah. Why? Say the Matisha said. Matan Torah is not something, it wasn't a one-off event. Matan Torah is something which, when a person learns Torah, a person has to realize he's being Makabal Torah Misinai. Anything you're going to say in learning was given over at Sinai, i.e. you are Megala it in an oifen of Sinai. It wasn't even given on Sinai. Sinai came down, they said, I think it's up to Yankel and thousands of Eretz. No. It means that Matan Torah to a certain degree wasn't then, it's now. So therefore, by Yankel saying it now, it's not as Eretz in the Matan Torah. That's also Matan Torah. It doesn't mean that because Rachel told Moshe, yeah, Yankel's going to say in Tashim Samach Vav. It means Tashim Samach Vav is Eretz in Matan Torah. It's also Matan Torah. A very interesting mashal. That's what Rabbi Akiva was mechadish. Rabbi Akiva was mechadish that es l'rabbi tamid chachamim. Es means that the child, when they came to the word es, they said, "Who's es? Es is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's to give yiras Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Where's Talmud Chacham fitted?" Rabbi Akiva was mechadish. No, but Talmud Chacham who's giving down Torah is the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kutshav Richa Chadu. The Rebbeinu Shalom and Torah is all one entity. Talmud Chacham embodies Torah. That is the embodiment of the Rebbeinu Shalom. It's the embodiment of Sinai, and therefore it's Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva was mechadish, and statement of Rabbi Nachman Merzik. Have been misadik ba'afar l'dwayim. When the ketzav, what does it mean? He says, what does it mean? You should go and be by the feet of Talmid Chachamim. There's not your Talmud Chacham nichnas l'ir. If you have a Talmud Chacham who comes to the cities of Ovis Rebbeinu Nachman, oh, timer ain't a tzarach way. Don't say I don't need him. Ella, lechitzla, go to him. I'll take you with. Don't sit there. Sit on the grounds of the Ovis Rebbeinu Nachman. Get out of Shekib Lav Seinu Ma'ar Sinai. If you have a Talmud Chacham who can teach you Torah, sit on the ground in front of him. Not in the chair, not in the thing. Go and run after him. Run Torah. Why? Just as if you're standing by Sinai with the same wall, with the same kodesh and brachim. That's the yisoy of Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah means it means preparation. You're standing in Har Sinai. You're being Makabal Torah. That's the Merida Gazach. That's something when we come close to Shavuot, we can all try to aspire for. That the Torah, which was given over Har Sinai, our learning should be with the same chashivus. That when a person sits down, he realizes he's being osik the Torah of the Kip. If I could continue, another Medrash Chazal. Major says as follows. This is Rosh Nazir. Rosh Nazir says, "Man is stuck up a right to be shtadav kaviyachum who mekayim alma. Person who learns Torah is mekayim the world. Kuchaburit is stuck up a right to bara alma. Kashpoku created the world by looking in the Torah. Barnash is stuck up a right to mekayim alma. The person who looks into the Torah, he's also being mekayim the world. What does that mean? It means as follows. Since Kashpoku, the blueprint for the world, was the Torah. Kashpoku looked. Kashpoku was the stock over ice, looked into the Torah, and created the world. And what did he do with the blueprints? He threw away the blueprints? He said, okay, we built the building, throw away the blueprints? No. What did Kashpoku do? He says, not only were those the blueprints of the world, but those are actually, that's going to be Makayim the world. Imagine, like, in America, people play with a basketball, and they take out the finger, and they go like this, and they give it a spin. So this is the initial spin. That was the blueprint of the world. Kashpoku took the Torah and gave it a spin. Then it was about to stop. It was about to stop by Mount Torah. Then when Christ was Makabal Torah, ooh, that was another spin. And who keeps on spinning it? Where's the gravity for the entire world? That's it? We gave another spin, another Torah. And the foundations of the world finally settled. But where did it stop? Where did it stop spinning? Every Talmud, every person who sits down to learn a Shtigl Torah, vice, he's spinning the world. That's the person has to look at it. The person has to look at it, he's the gravity that keeps the world going around and around and around. Person has to realize different chazal are just mishalim. Yeah, a person who goes and learns Torah is mekayim the world. What does that mean? That means that the pshat is the same original thrust that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave to the world, but the Zayar is the same thrust throughout the Torah. Rebbeinu Shalom took the Torah, that was the original spin, that was the blueprint of the world, and kept on spinning it. That's the spinning of the world. That's the chashivas of Torah. And I'll end with the final dvar on Birchas HaTorah. It says in the pasuk of the Torah that we learn our Birchas HaTorah from, Kishem Hashem Ekra. I call in the name of Hashem. I call in the name of Hashem. Where does it say anything in the Pesach of Kishem Hashem Ekra? That's what we started with. Birchas HaTorah Mederaisa, because Kishem Hashem Ekra. I call in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havu Goydol Olakim. That's a Goydol Olakim. What does it mean, Kishem Hashem Ekra? What does that do with Torah? We also say in the Lashon of Birchas HaTorah, the man Yeidei Torah Sechel Lishma. Yeidei Torah Sechel Lishma. Right? What does that mean? I know the name of HaKadosh, Man Yodei Shmecha. I know your name. What does it mean, Man Yodei Shmecha? The answer is very simple. We look at Torah, not a shtickle, but a kambo of Metziah. Torah is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is made up of the shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shameless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Torah. Yodei Shmecha, Yodei is the most intimate relationship, is always referred to as Yodei knowledge. Yodei is, Lashon Chazal is always referred to as an intimate relationship between a human being or an entity. If we could know the name, if we want to intimately know our Kodesh Baruch, what's going through the belt and the Shemayim? How am I going to know him? Yerim Dei Shemecha, how am I going to know Avon Hashem? How am I intimately going to know the Avon Hashem? The answer is Torah. So there's the Shemus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the most intimate way to know the Shemus of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is to learn the Torah. Mitzvah is Klal Yisrael. We have Taka Lucky. We start our day every day with the Torah, and we are Oisik the Torah, and the version gave us the Torah. And the truth is, it's time to recharge our batteries and to realize what Torah is and the Chashivus of Torah, the difference of Torah, the sound of fire.